From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that Islamic State extremists are losing ground in Iraq. The Secretary of State said that ISIL's leaders and fighters are being eliminated, and he said the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope. As VOA's Jeff Custer reports, Kerry made the statements during a quick visit to Baghdad Friday for talks with Iraqi leaders.
Kerry traveled to Iraq from Bahrain on a previously unannounced trip that marks his first visit to Baghdad since 2014. He held talks with Iraqi leaders, including Prime Minister Adar al-Abadi and Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari. Kerry said the United States is committed to ending the threat from Islamic State militants and helping rebuild Iraq.
I made very clear in every one of the meetings that I had today that the United States is determined that together with our friends and allies in Iraq and the coalition, we will succeed.
Kerry's visit comes as Iraqi-led forces push to retake the northern city of Mosul, which fell to Islamic State militants nearly 2 years ago. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Belgian authorities have arrested a fugitive suspect wanted in connection with the November Paris attacks, who is also linked to the deadly bombings in Brussels last month. Eric van der Sijt is a Belgian prosecutor.
Some time ago already, a lookout warning was issued for Abrie Mohamed in connection with the investigation concerning the Paris attacks of November 13, 2015.
31-year-old Mohamed Abrini, a Belgian of Moroccan descent, was arrested on Friday and is believed to be the mysterious man in the hat who escaped the explosion at Brussels airport. If true, that would make Abrini a key player in both attacks carried out by an Islamic State cell that left 162 dead. This is